You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 117 and verse 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Usually when people hear praising the Lord or praise the Lord, they are quick to think of singing. I want to say that praising God is not all about singing. For example, when you say somebody is singing the praise of a politician, you do not necessarily mean that that person is singing. You mean that person speaks highly of the politician. And I think that is what the scripture also means when it says praise the Lord. It's not just restricting us to one activity. It is a complete life that praise the Lord. Do you know that many people don't praise God? They come to a place and sing supposedly to him, but then you go about gossiping. How can you praise him when you are gossiping? When you have opportunity to speak highly of the Lord, you keep quiet. So praising God is speaking highly of him, speaking greatly of him, that people will know that you belong to him. A pregnant sister went to see a doctor in the US, and the doctor were telling her that at a certain stage, she's going to get depressed. And she said, don't worry, I won't be depressed. But the doctor kept telling her, no, you are going to get depressed. And they have some drugs they will give you at that time to help your depression. So I told her, I said, that was an opportunity for you to speak highly of Jesus. That you could have said to them that, I'm sorry, sir, I will not get depressed. I'm a child of God. I have received the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I said, let that person know at that time that you are serving Jesus. Because how can you tell me I will get depressed? You know, because these are issues that are not really clinical, psychological issues, you know. And she passed that stage without being depressed. She has passed through that stage and she wasn't depressed. Glory be to Jesus in the highest. So how do we speak of him? Many times in a day, we have opportunity to speak highly of the Lord, but we shy away. And then that same you will now go into one corner of your house and be saying, everybody praise the Lord now. Let me tell you, when you want to sing somebody's praise, do you do it in the secret or in the open? Even though there is nothing wrong that you personally, in your own closet, praise the Lord. But we must speak of him. He said, praise him in the assembly of the saints. We must speak highly of him. We must declare him everywhere. Every opportunity you have, you must declare. Let people know that Jesus is Lord. Also, by our character, by our conduct, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. It means that your works can praise God. I want to ask you, does your work praise God? The way you treat your spouse, the way you treat your children, the way you treat your co-worker, the way you treat your subordinate, the way you treat your parent, does it glorify God? Praise the Lord. So next time when we say praise the Lord, it's not just for you to shout hallelujah. Let your entire being praise God. It deserves much more than that. In fact, it's not even sufficient, but at least that's all you've got. Give everything to him. When people meet you, let them wonder, why do you speak so highly of this person like this? If they are talking about marriage, you bring Jesus into it. If they are talking of life, Jesus comes into it. If they are talking about health, Jesus comes into it. They are like, why are you always talking about Jesus, Jesus? Then you tell them, what else will I talk about when it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me? I think that is far greater than for you to, in hypocrisy, to be singing songs. Sometimes when you are doing that praise, what you call praise worship in assemblies, sometimes You are just, it's just motion. Your heart is completely out of it. The drum may not even synchronize. The song may not follow key. You are just there going through that motion so that you can tick that on your program that we have done praise and worship. But you know you have not praised anything. You know you have not worshipped anything. You just went through the motion. So please understand, and I'm not by this saying singing praises to the Lord is also wrong. No, it's not. But let's do it out of sincere worship. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.